Yes. Beth Drake recently gave birth to baby Deborah in the comfort of her own home. The first-time mother decided on a home birth after witnessing her sister give birth in a hospital.
To see the baby sort of taken away from her right away and placed on the table where he was warmed and fully taken care of, but he was crying and alone. It just didn't seem as gentle a way to come into the world as I wanted for my child.
So just in general, how are things going?
Pretty well.
So for her own pregnancy and labor, Drake and her husband Derek chose Mari Breen Rothman, a certified nurse midwife who's been delivering babies since 1996.
Mari would suggest changing positions and would be there to rub my back. And I think that was the most surprising thing for me about the whole experience, was how present she really was with me the whole time. As soon as the baby came out, she was immediately placed up on my chest. So I got to say hello to my baby right away, and it was really, really special to have all of the intensity gone and this new part of life started in such a gentle way.
Drake is one of a small but growing number of women in the U.S. who are choosing midwives instead of obstetricians for their maternal care, whether they give birth in a hospital, birth center, or at home.
There are many countries in the world, many of them with much better infant mortality rates than we have, and maternal mortality rates, where midwifery care is the portal of entry into the maternity care system. And everyone starts with a midwife, and they only move to a more specialized form of care if it's indicated by their personal health. But in the vast majority of cases, you don't need medical care. You just need maternal health care during your pregnancy.
Concerns about the safety of using a midwife are unfounded, says Boston University Community Health Sciences professor Eugene DeClercq. He spoke with VOA via Skype.
Many evidence suggests that an integrated system where midwives do what's often called primary care, first-line care for mothers, is every bit as safe as a system based entirely on having high-risk specialists do all the births.
And he says that sort of cooperative approach offers safety at a lower cost.
The impact of that in the long run would be less intervention in our system, and most importantly, intervention only when it's necessary.
And then I want you to just sit up enough to engage these muscles here.
In the meantime, Beth Drake encourages women who are thinking about their childbirth options to educate themselves about their choices so they can make the best decision for themselves and their babies. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Durwood, Maryland.